Welcome back, everyone, to the next episode of Tyrant But Deadly. Last time we left off, you guys had gotten into a fight outside this gate here, and because of the way things were set up inside the outbuilding and all that, you guys took different paths to get where you're going, and you're actually in two separate fights simultaneously with split parties. And, well, it's been going interesting. As for our hero point pop-outs from the last one, the vote stuff here, Cosma, and I'm getting there. I heard you.
What?
You're like, and I heard you.
I didn't.
David said that.
I didn't say that.
Sure, sure.
I said go.
Now.
What?
Cosma and.
Now that the person from episode 37 editing hero point doesn't have a full set of hero points, I can hand out the editing hero point for episode 37, which I believe I said were going to be cards. The episode 37 editing hero point goes to Organa.
Do you remember the moment? What's the moment?
I was going to give a drum roll.
I know you wrote it down.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck about your green light, Jay. That's for story stuff.
On the first time withdrawing Seraphim and giving that fucking twirl maneuver, yeah, which was fucking badass.
I'll take it.
And
I didn't even do that one.
And we did have a Ko-Fi donation that chose Rosvin as the hero point.
He donated to himself.
He did not donate to himself.
No, I didn't. It's because I'm not his favorite character.
Yes, I can.
Do we know who it was?
We know them, yeah. It's still a donation.
So is Antolino.
But anyway, with all that out of the way, we can get back into the combat.
Combat! You ran into that half-orc dude and that magic-using chick and then ran. And then Cosma stood his ground and fought that dude. He had a falchion.
Yeah, some people climbed up outside of the gate to get on top and found a bunch of undead up there.
After Rosvin held the door for us.
Oh, yeah, I fucked that guy up, didn't I?
And got into a battle. The others that couldn't climb up went through the building and went back and forth in a split up and got separated. And we are at the top of round 6 of combat. Rosvin, you're up.
Which one of these bitches is alive? Can I see that guy? And how far is he?
25 feet.
I can see him, though, because there's like that corner there. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to do a hunt prey on him, and then I think I'm going to do a haunted shot. Let's go with that first one. 32.
32 does hit.
And I'll roll the second one.
Critically so.
The second one is a 22, which I'm going to assume, even though we don't assume hits, because I just critted with a 32.
That would be correct.
It's 32 total, piercing and all that stuff.
All right.
Still looking like he's standing there and all good and stuff.
Definitely still standing there.
All right, so I'll take that last action and take that third shot. 25.
25 hits.
For another 15. And that's my turn.
That brings us to Chaser.
Gonna do something wild. Flurry of blows.
I was gonna ask if you found a grave to rob.
No, that's pretty on brand for Chaser, apparently.
That's true, yeah.
First hit is a 27.
27 hits.
The second hit on the flurry is a 25.
25 also hits.
Woo, woo, woo!
Who are you people? When did you learn how to roll dice?
Well, you were
coming
asleep.
From the guy who bounces them off of the 17 that are in his dice tray.
There are 3 dice in my dice tray, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3.
Which one's on set on the 20 so you can pick that one up?
Are quick. These undead creatures?
That they are.
That's 37 points of damage. That is slashing and positive.
Alrighty.
Did we just not hit this one yet?
I think he had like 3 damage at the start of this round.
Jesus Christ.
All right. I'm going to try to hit him again. Before I do that, stunning fist.
Also, no, before he does do that, I wanted to let you know that I forgot, and he's actually pinned to the castle like wall because of my crit. And I always forget it, and this time I don't want to forget it longer than I already did. Longer than I already did. So he's pinned. Just letting you know.
What wall?
The one that's next to him.
You said fortitude?
Yes.
28.
Ooh, okay, succeeds. It's a DC 24. That's fine. The second attack, technically, is gonna miss. I don't want to assume that. 18?
18 does miss.
Yeah. I am going to use my last action to do a wholeness of body using up one of my focus points. And that will be the end of my turn.
That'll bring us to Organa. As it stands, just because of the weird way the map is set up, you can't see yourself on the map, but you're standing right behind Cosmo, which actually puts you in a wall on this version of the map because of the different floors.
You said Seraphim was going?
It was when you were outside.
But not in here.
In here, you're not really getting anything.
Yeah, let's stand there and watch.
Alrighty.
You got this handled. I believe in you, Cosmo.
Thanks.
Held to see you.
I'm gonna take a swing at this thing with my staff, actually. I can't read that die. I'm gonna use it. Sorry, I'm blind.
You really need to get new glasses.
You need to get a new face.
I know. Thanks for reminding me.
That's gonna be a 23 to hit.
Weird, a 3 misses.
I said 23?
I heard a comment calling me ugly, so I heard a 3.
It's a 23. You can't do that just because you're ugly.
Wow!
Wow.
He's a GM, he can.
I can do it because I'm the GM. 23 does hit, though.
It's going to be 8 damage, please.
Type.
Bludgeoning.
Alrighty.
I'm going to try to hit it again, I suppose. That's a 19 to hit.
19 is not going to do it.
Didn't think so.
Last action.
Oh my god, it's only 2? Okay, I guess I'm just gonna attack, or try to attack again, because, yep, nope, that's not gonna do it.
Heal me up and kill that torch. It's about to show this human why humans are scared of the dark. That's what the dude in front of you says, Mike. Cosma. Alright, Cosma, and I guess technically Organa too. Before the light goes out completely near, you do see a lot of the wounds you put on this guy start sealing up.
Of course.
Alright. Mike, he's coming down on you with his big old sword, too. That'll be a 28.
The big old miss?
Even though you're blind?
I'm not blind.
It's dark.
It's dark.
You mean, can't I'm blind.
See. You can't
it,
see.
It accounts for blind because you cannot see at all right now.
There's no light at all?
No.
How does he see?
Dark vision.
Dark vision.
I think this is shifty.
How is it shifty?
How much damage?
So that did hit you then?
Yeah, I imagine.
Okay, well, you said no, and then I asked, and you said, I'm not blind.
So I don't know what the blind is, but I think it's one of the one. Does someone get a light in here?
It's a -4 in perception checks, but he counts as off guard, which is a drop of 2 to AC.
Can't help you, Ming.
Is that a yes, though? It does. Okay. Yep. 11 slashing damage. Swinging again. 18's going to miss, likely.
Yep.
All right, Chaser. The one in front of you, you damaged it a lot more in the last turn than Eldesia did, is going for you with its first attack anyway.
Come at me.
That is a natural 20 for a 34.
Stay away from me. Of course, the moment I taunt and sass him.
That's what you get for taunting.
Yeah, it is what I get. I immediately learned my lesson. I will never do it again to this man.
That'll be 26 slashing damage.
That's nothing.
Yeah, if you want to talk shit successfully, you have to be Organa.
I will need a fortitude save from you as you feel some of your life force drain away.
Of course, always happens. I don't need it anyway. 35.
That is a critical success.
Nice.
I rolled a 19 on the die.
Nice.
It is, of course, going to attack you again.
Yeah, as you do.
13.
Miss.
And last one. 8.
8. Miss. I'm glad I taunted it.
See, you taunted him. He wrecked you, and then he got overconfident.
It's mind games, Jason. That's what this is. Chaser's not a monk. He fights in the mind. I'm glad I did the wholeness of body, because I technically, if you think about it, using monk math, I only lost 2 hit points from that attack because I had just gained 24.
Right.
Monk math.
Girl math.
Cosmo, you're up.
What would it be to grab a torch and light a 2 actions?
No, it takes a minimum of 3 actions, usually longer, to light a torch. Lighting a torch inside of combat is usually considered bad idea because it takes too long to try to do.
What's it gonna matter if I can't see anyway?
Yeah, under torch, it says minimum 3 actions to light a torch, and that's after you retrieve it and retrieve the flint and steel.
That's really stupid.
You go try lighting a torch with flint and steel, see if you can do it in 2 seconds.
Those magic weapons don't glow anymore, right?
It is not an automatic thing of a magic weapon anymore, no.
Do you remember where the door is to just leave?
I'm not gonna leave and give the thing a straight shot at Organa.
Well,
attack in front of me where I think it is. I don't fucking know.
I was gonna say you can't see it anyway, so.
Since you can't see it, it is technically 2 secret rolls because you're not supposed to know if the miss is because your attack roll or if because
it moved or whatever.
It moved or something. What is your attack bonus on your first roll?
17.
I'm gonna use the plastic. See if you pass the DC. The metal is going to be whether or not you hit or your attack roll. You strike the top of the stairs.
Swing again? 12 this time?
You reach back to swing and you kind of get it stuck in like the roof of the stairway for a bit, but you are able to pull it free. It wasn't that one, but since he can't roll it, I'm not going to make him waste a hero point on it since he's not going to know if he's going to be able to hit anyway, or unless he does hit, so I'm not making him waste a hero point for it, and I'm not going to give him the penalty of the card also because he's not the one rolling for it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I respect that.
Go again for a 7. Can't do anything else.
Plus 7?
Yeah.
This is a common theme where Cosmo hits things that he can't see, and Jay just goes, roll your damage. Great. And it's great.
Roll your critical damage.
Whoa!
Even when he's blind, he crits.
22. Talking real tough for somebody hiding in the dark.
Yeah, man, I'm so glad we have, like, shit-talking, crappy, joke-making Cosmo back. This is great.
He's talking all this shit like he's a big tough guy, and he's literally hiding in the dark.
Yeah.
I rolled almost minimum damage on my attack on the earlier two of my crit. Crit?
Regular hit.
Regular hit, yeah.
Yeah, I rolled really bad in my crit, too.
Was one of them a 1?
Yes.
Oh, me too. Rosin, that brings us to you.
Hey, I'm just going to go with my... Ooh, I'm going to go deadly aim. Let's go for that one.
Minus 2 on the attack, is that? For bus,
oh, yeah.
The bonus damage?
Well, it's actually minus 4 because I'm within 30 feet also.
Ah.
So I was kind of deciding whether it was worth it. And it's a 14 on the die. 27.
27 does hit.
Sick. It's 15 piercing. And then I'm going to go with a haunted shot after that. It's a 21.
21 hits.
And 16, which is probably not going to hit.
16 does not hit.
For another 12.
As it falls from the arrow, it is using its final spite reaction to swing out at a nearby bow.
Is it the one that taunted him?
No, it's Helldecia. Obviously, that stick had thorns in it.
It is the one that taunted him. 25.
Misses. Now that I'm not cursed anymore, it misses.
That's all three? No?
I have one more, yeah. Last action, reaction. You guys, I'm gonna go try to find Organa and Cosmo, and then I'm gonna move into the building
and just leave us here like this.
Okay. Yeah, with no one on the rooftop, by yourselves.
I wasn't talking to you.
Okay, bye.
It's just that was an internal monologue.
It wasn't internal.
It was meant to be.
Cool.
You do have dark vision, yes?
Correct.
So you'll be able to get down there, and you see darkness and Organa standing at the end of the hall looking upward.
Do I see Cosmo and then?
No.
No, not yet. Okay.
No, that is around a corner up a set of stairs. You will not see them without getting through them.
Oh, okay.
And you do not have the movement to do that.
Yeah.
Also, especially since it had to require moving through an enemy.
Yeah. Organa, what are you doing?
Helping Cosmo. Well,
where's Cosmo?
I'm standing next to Cosmo.
He's not next to you.
Yes, he is.
Can I hear this?
Yeah.
No, he's...
I'm fighting something in the dark. That dude, he's being a bitch.
Where
hiding.
Are you? I can't even see you.
He's around the corner here.
No, okay, like, but that's true. But, like, I mean, like, okay. I'm here to help.
Can you make light?
No. I can see in the dark. We talked about this. Like, day one.
Well, yeah.
Day one of me being alive, I was like, you can't see? What, do you not have eyes? Do you not remember this conversation?
No, I'm asking if you have a way to make light for me, not for you.
No. Why would I need to make light if I could see in the dark?
For those was the can't?
Why is that my job? I think I'm going to come over there and just beat the thing up. Is that okay?
Sure.
You're going to have to get through me first.
Why are you going to stop him?
I can just walk right through you.
Chaser, it is technically your turn now.
Thanks. So the one that I was fighting is now dead?
Yes.
Great.
The roof is clear of enemies from you, what you can tell.
Awesome. I will follow after where Rosvin went, apparently, to, I guess, go help Cosmo and Organa?
Yeah, I said that.
You have dark vision?
I do not. I have low light vision.
Man's just stumbling around.
Yeah, you get to the bottom of the stairs because the light's coming from outside, but once it goes down the hall, there's like nothing. What's your moving speed? 40?
45.
45 now? Holy fuck.
Well, 45 when I'm in my stoked flame.
Ah.
Jason, I know we talked about it as something that may potentially happen during our travel time. Was I able to make like a holster and cover for my ever-burning torch and just like keep it on my side?
I believe I said yes, you do have it. It'll take an action to pop it open, put it back down, to close it up. And I also believe I said that depending on how extreme activity through combat might make it fall off depending on how things go.
That is okay. Once I get to the darkness, I would like to, whatever, popping sound, pop the cap
popping
off the...
Popping sound?
Popping sound. Pop the cap off the ever-burning torch and give some light. Guys, why do you leave the lights off in here? That's Chaser enough. It's been a while since I've done my voice.
Yeah, it's easy to... You're in like a
you're blind,
really,
not deaf.
A really thin stone corridor. The sound is going to be echoing off there.
This guy acted all tough and then hid in the dark. Can I see him now?
No. It's not wrapping around the corner to where he is. You can, if you look behind you, you'll be able to see enough to leave if you were to choose to do so, because Organa's lit up for you now. And now you still can't see where...
Around the corner.
Yeah. You see Organa because she's right behind you, and you can hear them, but you can't see them from where you are now because you're up the stairs. You'd have to actually leave the stairs and get into the hallway to see them.
Can I use my last action to move forward and provide light in this room?
You can. You've got about 5 feet before the hallway is full, and it still wouldn't wrap around the corner from there. I mean, you can move those 5 feet, or also there is that doorway you came through if you wanted to move into that room, but that's not going to help with the light.
Would there be enough room for me to push through all of my allies and put myself in the room with Cosmo?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No. You'd have to move through multiple enemies and your friends and around corners.
How many enemies?
You don't know that.
I mean, how far away am I from, like without the penalties, how far away?
Why don't
no,
we just
I don't
go
know
outside?
That.
Why don't we just go outside and, like, see if they'll follow us and then fight them out there?
Guys, bring them back here. Let's fight him out here.
He's already hurt, though, and they do have a healer.
And Cosmo doesn't walk away from a fight.
I really don't want him to...
Well, Cosmo can't
see. He's already crying and hiding, so him getting healing is probably not the best idea.
Would it be two actions
he's not
to pull the torch
us.
Off my belt and just chuck it?
It would be two actions.
Well, sorry, figure it out. Either fight them back here or...
Sorry, figure it out.
Fight them back here or you're blind.
Or just bring the light closer.
I step forward 5 feet.
You have hands.
That is what I was told is the most I can move.
You have hands. And, pass the torch to the person in front of you.
He wants you to walk on your hands, I guess. I don't know. The torch isn't in his hand.
Yeah, he can grab it.
Which would have taken an action anyway.
And then they weren't next to him to receive it from close.
Great.
Isn't somebody
end
right next
of my
to
turn.
Him? Huh? Isn't somebody right next to him? That's why he couldn't go any further?
No, it's either he has 5 feet to move, which isn't going to help you at all.
Yeah.
Or there's a 5 foot gap and he takes his torch out. It's either step 5 feet and be in the conga line or take torch out.
If you're blocked, can you other guys just move?
Well, we're about to find out because it's Organa's turn. See what she wants to
or
do.
Or provide light yourself if you can. I mean, either one would be nice.
Yeah, I guess I can get out of the way. I'll nudge Chaser on my way out. Nice little shoulder check for him.
So are you going through him to get outside then? Because
I'm just
going
to wait at the bottom of the stairs.
The other side?
Bottom of the stairs, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's two bottoms of the stairs. That's what I'm asking. There's a side you're already at behind Cosma. Then the other side is also a bottom of the stairs that led outside. So you're just going to the other end of the hallway then?
Yeah, I'm just going down the first flight of stairs, yeah.
You're already at the base of those stairs.
I thought I was at the top of those stairs. That's why Cosma was 5 feet in front of me at the top of the stairs in the room fighting the guy.
No, Mike is on the stairs fighting the guy who's at the top of the stairs.
Pretty sure we got into that room.
You did, and then you ran away from them because they were fucking your day.
And then he ran up to them in the room.
He didn't make it into the room. He got onto the stairway.
He came chasing after you, so I blocked him on the stairs.
But yeah, no, I'm just walking down the stairs. Stairs I'm on, I guess. I guess I'll just...
If you shoulder check Chaser, he doesn't move physically. He's built like a machine.
You don't know that.
Organa's got hips.
Are you rolling against me? You roll a one? Oh, Organa's so good at roleplay, dude. Honestly, I'm checking your ass, dude.
Oh my god. Yeah, I fall into the fucking
what
wall.
What is this gonna be? Acrobatics?
Checking would be athletics. Or yeah, it'd be athletics.
I'll take it. Not great. It's not great, but it beats his natural one.
Well, there's no contested rolls. He'd be going against your fortitude DC.
My fortitude, I get a 24. Plus 16 on fortitude.
So your DC's a 26.
Oh, he actually beat me. I got a 24.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's like way better than I was expecting. Like I said, he's a machine.
Yeah.
Shoulder check and that's it then, basically.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to do. I'm just goofing. And I don't like Chaser, so.
Hell
to
see ya.
I am going to go towards the action, but my move speed is only 20 feet, so I might need all three movements to get there.
30 is there. What'd you say your speed was?
20.
Once
with what's left, basically, you could push your way. Oh, you don't even know what's inside, actually. So, yeah, you have... There's not really any room in there left that you'd be able to really stand too clearly.
Okay.
That you even know about anyway. There's a spot down the end of the hall, which you probably would be able to get to that would...
That's Chaser, right?
Where? No.
It's Organa.
The big booty and the
okay, I literally can't see. So that's 40 where I'm at right now?
That's 30.
That's 30. Oh, that's almost two actions. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to spend... Yeah, all of yours would put you back, would put you down the other end of the hall, and you'd find where Cosma is, or you could step off along the way as you got to a doorway into a room that you that Heldacia doesn't currently know is there, but would have to pass in order to walk down that hallway.
I'm gonna go towards Cosma. I hear commotion.
You also could just ask and say, like, hey, what's going on?
Well, yeah, but...
I don't think we can see you, though.
I've heard motion.
All right, Mike.
Yeah.
Swinging down on you, bud.
Who's behind me now? Kate?
Yeah.
Does she have a light?
She's not carrying a light. And to be fair,
she
was way outside, didn't hear any of that conversation either.
Yeah, but they all watched her walk by them.
Watched Organa walk by?
No.
No, Heldacia.
Heldacia hasn't walked past anybody yet.
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
she's standing
going,
right behind me.
She's going toward where Cosma was.
Her mini's in the same spot.
Can I see Heldacia?
Because the light is still there from, yeah, you would have, like, peeking over your shoulder, you would have seen Organa leave. A little bit later, Heldacia would have come in behind you.
Heldacia, do you have a way to make light?
That is a weird way to answer.
It's on brand for her, you know, though, right?
33 to hit.
Yeah.
13 slashing damage. 17's going to miss you.
Yeah.
Cosma, you're up. Attacking.
Yeah.
Same thing. What's your plus 12?
No, 17.
Oh, 17, yes. 12's
17, 12, 7.
Strike the ground. Strike the ground. Strike the ground.
I imagine this thing is not even, like, dodging you. It's just, like, standing there, like, oop, oh, almost got me.
I think that really helps Cosma right now.
I think so, too, yes.
Rosvin?
I have a question.
Shoot.
So, I know that, like, a magical fireball won't catch things on fire, correct?
Correct.
Because it's not actually, like, fire. It won't catch things on fire, just damage, right?
The wording of the old one used to, but now it's... It burns too quick
because
it's literally like just a flash thing,
yeah.
Which is weird that it does enough fire to critically burn things that it hits, but not light papers and stuff on fire anymore, which it used to do, but you know, whatever.
Is the same true for like my explosive ammunition because it's just a flash because it acts basically like a fireball?
It would act exactly the same.
Okay.
Then, yeah.
All right. So,
unless it says otherwise,
it doesn't say anything about catching things on fire. So, I'm trying to envision what we're looking at here. So we have a stairwell, and they're at the top fighting. He's at the top, and Cosmo's down like a step or two. And then Heldacia is right behind them.
Generally, yeah.
And then where's the turn? Because you said there's a turn, right?
Heldacia is at the corner.
She's at the corner. Okay. And then how far am I away from that?
It goes you, Heldacia, stone wall. And that stone wall is where the corner is.
And where's Chaser? Is he behind
Chaser me? Chaser's directly behind you the other way.
Okay.
Organa is further down the other end.
Okay.
At the base.
First action, I'm going to grab the ever-burning torch. Can I do that? You can see it right there, right?
You can see it there. Give me a flat check.
A flat check?
Yeah.
10.
All right. Because he has it secured in there, so setting a flat check to see if you could actually properly grab it out of there.
Okay.
I didn't figure any of the skills would technically work so well for that because it's a little weird. So flat check seemed like the best way to go at the moment. So, yeah.
So I want to try to move closer to Cosma.
Chaser, Rosvin steals your ever-burning torch.
What the hell?
He needs light.
Okay.
I would definitely appreciate that.
All right. So second action, I want to move past Heldacia if there's a space.
There is not.
What if I were to attempt to go all the way through and then acrobatics through the big bad guy.
Well, so since you don't know the layout of the room, you don't have the movement to do that.
Got you. Okay. So it goes me, Heldacia, wall, but when you turn that corner, there's no space. It goes Cosma and then him.
I mean, that's meta, but yes.
Okay.
Because you can't even
I
see
can't
Cosma.
I can't see Cosma, yeah. I'm going to ready action. The two actions... The trigger being that Heldacia would be reaching for the torch to take it from me. I'm going to hand it to her because I can't really do much of anything. Like, I'm I'm stuck here.
As long as she has a hand free, you can just hand it to her.
All right, well, I'll hand her it to her. Does she have a hand free?
I don't know. She has a staff in her hands, which I believe are two-handed.
To attack with.
But she's
still holding it.
Still holding it. She did not use an action or a free action to release it.
So there's no line of sight that you can just toss it? Is the wall, or...
Okay, I want to throw the ever-burning torch at Heldacia, but not hit her. Just have it go into her square.
All right.
can I do that?
Yeah.
Do I need to roll? I need to...
Just to see if you fuck it up, basically.
Yeah. Well, you fucked up the roll.
It's on the table.
What is it?
But if it's one, it's going back the other way.
Move this. Okay, it's a two.
Jesus.
That's why I was like, if it's not a one, so it goes in the spot.
It'll land there, but it won't do so without hitting Heldacia.
Will the light still shine for Cosima to be able to see?
You better hope.
That's acceptable.
That's acceptable.
If I use the hero point and roll better, can I get it to like go more towards where it would?
Sounds meta.
Would go towards.
You just
the
know if it fails or
you
not.
You can't use a hero point to change,
to change
where you were going to throw.
Not where I was. It's still going in her spot.
You're sitting hand motioning the curve up the stairs.
I'm not like bouncing it and trying to get it around the corner.
That's exactly what you're just describing.
So her square is 5x5.
If I just turn this ever-burning torch into Captain America's shield and chuck it and it bounces around perfectly.
So the way that I see it is I throw it. It hits her because I rolled low. And then you said it might give Cosmo light. What I'm asking is if I use a hero point.
I said you better hope it does.
That's true. No, I don't care about her. So let's do the damage to her and then hope it gives him light.
I didn't say there was damage. I said you're hit.
Oh, okay.
I said you were hitting her with it. I didn't say anything about damage.
That's fair. Details matter.
Details do matter.
So yeah, I'll just let that happen.
All right, how much damage does she take?
Sorry about that.
She doesn't take any actual damage, but she does get bopped upside the head with a torch.
And then my last action, I will actually, if you'll allow it, do the swap action so that I can swap my bow with my my bastard sword.
Oh, the new swap action in the player core one that was recently released, eh?
Yes. Can I do that to bring it out two-handed also? Or would that be too much? Because, I mean, it just says to draw a weapon. You usually draw two-handed anyways.
It might actually say.
All right. Either way, I'm going to draw it anyways, but...
You'd be able to draw it one-handed.
Okay. Acceptable. And that's my turn. Sorry.
Chaser.
So my torch was stolen from me.
That is correct.
Great. It was thrown forward.
That is correct.
And I can't see around the corner.
That is correct. 3 for 3.
Is there a space?
That is all your action. Wait. Shit.
Is there a space I can move forward?
No.
Into everything's just a straight line of
you cannot see beyond that. The only thing you can move would be to go through the doorway, which is right next to you.
Got it. And I'm not allowed to chain movements to get through. Like, it's one movement you can't end in someone else's space, one movement you can't end in someone else's space. Or could I be like, I'd like to use two actions to move up to 90 feet total?
That would be a two action activity at that point, which generally I would allow. The problem is, based on the way that you would need to move through, if you're trying to get into the room and you have to move through people, if you fail that, it stops you and you cannot stop in someone else's space. So you'd either have to push everyone else down the stairs, which they don't have room to do either. So that's just a no.
What if I use three actions? Plenty of movement.
You can still fail.
Yeah.
Which means it would stop you in their space.
What if I just use another action, Jay? That's not the problem.
Cosmo, you're stuck up there.
If it wasn't a 5-foot-wide stairwell and there was somewhere else for you to end your turn.
How tall is it? How high is the stairwell? Like
you don't have that anymore.
What?
You don't have that anymore.
You dumb bitch.
You gave it to Organa and she put it in her pocket.
No, that's fine. How high is it?
Well, we're all with you here in spirit, Cosima.
I'd like to make
maybe 8 feet.
Maybe 8 feet, okay. Because I want to do, like, the cool athletic American Ninja Warrior thing where, like, it's hands and feet on the side of the walls and you just, like, climb. And I want to see if I can just climb over people to just make it forward. Otherwise, we're all just waiting for Cosima to either drop or kill these things.
I mean, that's basically where we're at right now.
It's crazy because he could just fucking walk away and bring this guy into a fucking hallway that we all can see.
No, but he's can't. Like, he's Kazuma.
I can't leave a fight unless I need to leave
a
fight.
I'm also blocked from behind. Where am I going to go?
Through us.
Through us.
Yes, through you leaves you guys in the path of danger. He is never going to do that.
We're all going to leave. Okay,
or
we
you guys
all...
can just do what I asked instead of complicating things.
What'd you ask?
What did you ask?
When Kate walked by, you could have said, hey, don't go there. I'm going to bring him light.
He literally just said, hey, you
might, we don't
that.
Know. You might...
He asked us like three different times. Could somebody just give
the
me some light?
The only one that listened was Organa, who moved out of the way like I asked.
It was literally, for
and
once.
Kevin didn't
Organa
it,
actually
so.
Did something someone asked her. And everyone else was like, ah.
Technically, Kevin also did.
Listen,
he
you,
did,
didn't
you,
know,
doing it didn't...
you didn't know that Helldecia was coming, so you wouldn't have said
I,
anything.
I might have given you light. We don't know yet.
I'm trying to give you light.
I didn't
so
hear the
I
conversation.
So I probably can't scale
the
wall and shoot
it's not
your
my fault.
Great.
One of those two. All one of them had said was, hey, Cosmo is needing light way back there. That
I'm
was
gonna,
it.
I'm going to leave. I'm gonna walk into the other room that is available.
You, okay.
The four of us just sitting there playing like a hand of Uno. Like, hey, guys, how's it going? Cosmo, you okay?
Cosmo, good luck.
Like, what?
Get out of there
girl.
If you can.
Great.
Organa, you're up.
These are all so helpful.
I'm still chilling. I mean, I guess I'll start playing a little ditty for them.
Okay.
Inspire courage.
Standard.
Oh, no, I'll inspire defense, because he's probably about to get fucked up and he can't hit anything.
Good possibility,
yeah. I'll inspire defense.
Is that the end of your turn, Clay?
Yeah, that's all I'm doing. I'm just goofing. All
right. I'll just see you.
I'm gonna pick up the torch.
No, leave it there on the floor. Let him die.
Okay. A torch flew in there. You do now see the thing that he was facing off against.
All right. Well, I'm gonna pick up the torch and hold it. So that Kazuma can see.
Kazuma.
Yeah?
If we all back up a little bit into this hallway, will you then, after, do that also so that he would have to come down with you?
Or he's just going to stand there and heal up. And
also,
he can hear exactly
I can hear you.
Yeah, I was going to say, as I'm saying, he can also
okay,
hear exactly
well,
what you're
wanna
saying.
I want to fight you too, guy. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, stand next in line.
All right, that's fair.
Organa, is this a new tune? I haven't heard you play this one, you know, before.
Don't talk to me. Criminal.
Is that all you're doing, Kate?
Isn't that all my actions?
Well, you just picked up a torch. Like, you don't have to spend an action to hold it up. You're just holding it.
Oh.
And letting go of the one hand is a free action.
So I have two actions left?
That is correct.
That's cool. Then I can do some painful vibrations. So I need a fortitude save from the guy, from the thing, from the creature.
Okay, that's enough.
Oh.
He knows who you're talking about.
Oh, well, you guys didn't.
Nope, we did.
That's a natural 20.
Oh, no.
I think he passed.
For a 39.
All right, so using a hero point to have you reroll.
That's not a thing. A hero point card might say that, but...
Well, target's unaffected.
That would have been pretty sick if it worked, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now, because it didn't work, can I use it again?
Also not how that
Come
works.
Come on. Here's your light.
Thanks.
Cosmo, now that you can see him, you see him like take an action, like rub his head a little bit first, shake it off, and then he goes to strike at you.
I get headaches often too.
Well, mine's gone now.
This is a compelling character development for Cosmo that he gets headaches now?
It was a joke because of how everything just happened.
Good one.
You guys causing a headache over the torches was the...
All right, I changed my mind. I don't
You're
want
funny
the,
guy.
I don't want the joking Cosmo back.
38 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Hey, luckily I could see because that would have been a crit.
Yeah, and also if you didn't have the plus one from Organa's inspired defense.
True. Now it's way off.
24 points of slashing damage.
Oh, my God. That was way higher than the other ones.
Yeah, I actually rolled not a one on one of the dice this time.
Hey. How does he... You, like... Move?
Yeah, where do you want me to go?
Like, that way. And I point not towards the fight.
Okay, but I'm holding
the light. Bringing down another
one.
Okay, you could,
29.
Put it down.
Miss.
How would that help?
Because it still radiates light. I don't know if that's how that works.
It was more at the start of her turn. It wasn't because she picked it up. It was because it was in her square. But I was waiting till her turn.
So I didn't have to pick it up.
Nope.
Last action gonna... Yeah, he's gonna bring it down again. That's gonna miss with a 13. Cosmo, you're up.
I'm going to Might Evil. I'm going to strike him or attempt to. That is a 30.
A 30 does hit.
Oh, that's a lot better. That is 21 piercing damage and 4 good damage.
Say it again.
21 piercing damage and 4 good damage.
Those are going to be changing soon, too, once those new rules get implemented into everything.
What? Weaknesses and stuff?
Good and evil damage don't exist anymore.
Oh?
Spirit and Void?
Also, they don't technically have champions done yet, but being a champion, you would also get sanctified.
Nice.
So, against evil sanctified creatures, you would do extra damage. Not saying this is one, but it would also do extra damage against you.
Worth it. Back again. I am going to use the hero point on the natural one.
Woo!
Nah, take the risks. See what happens.
That is much better. That is a 27.
27 does hit.
15 piercing and 4 good.
Rosvin.
Well, shit. I've been kind of around this place. Like, I've been up there that way, and I've been down the stairs with portcullis. Can I roll a recall knowledge to see if there is another way into that room or into, like, that hallway? Whether it's from the outside, from the other tower, from the other, like, roof, any other way I can think of.
I'm going to use your craft because it's a building design type thing you're going for.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
You are certain that there was no other way into this room.
Okay. He's not going to move, so that's fun. And I don't have a range weapon, or I don't have a reach weapon. Can't see him. So I can't heal him if he needs healing. I can hear the monster. Like, I can hear him talking and whatnot.
Yeah, he can hear you.
Hear him say one or two things, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I would like to hunt prey.
Oh, yeah, he just said, I can hear you speaking.
I would like to hunt prey then, because I think I just have to know where they are, or I hear, smell, or see them.
Hearing, which is also something that just came up in one of the episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it did. Jeez.
Same episode, I think.
Correct. I can help him if you move. If you don't move, you have to help him.
Oh.
And I feel like I don't know who's better at doing that. I want to say me. So if you move, I can get in there and help him.
Interesting.
So can you move?
Yes, I already said that I was going to the last time you asked me.
Okay.
Okay.
So now that I have confirmed that she's going to move, I'm going to use the swap action again and pull out my bow.
Which also happened in that same episode.
Yeah.
Except
yeah,
there were no swap actions.
It was the other way. Yeah.
You have hunted, but based on just a voice and all that, you have no idea to be able to determine what this actually is.
Yeah. Just letting you know, if you don't move, I'm just going to walk away over here and then don't ask me for anything.
Didn't plan on it.
Okay.
So that's
yeah, that's my three.
Chaser, going to be tagged in or...
Rosvin, is there room for me to do stuff up there?
Nope.
I sit down. Let me know when you guys need a hand.
Okay.
Organa.
I'm going to continue inspiring defense, but that's about it.
Hell to see ya.
I'm going to move out of there and towards the steps.
Wait. Drop the torch first.
The torch.
Drop the torch. Drop the torch.
The torch.
Drop the torch first.
I'm going to drop the torch and move out of there towards the steps. And I have 20 movement speed. I'm gonna walk towards Organa.
Now with 20, you can actually bypass Organa and start going back up those stairs.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Let me 40.
You are once again in the light of day.
Cool.
Cosma, you see someone slightly come into view from behind and to the side of this creature. She does that and then reaches out a hand towards you and a sickly beam blasts at you. Or a 30 to hit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, don't.
Does he not have some sort of like partial cover with the other creature in front of him and like down the stairs?
Yes, that's how that works.
Co-GM, thanks for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
How'd that feel getting to say it to somebody else?
So let me recalculate. Does a 30 hit?
Yeah.
Let me recalculate. Oh, he fucking got you, you bitch.
Fortitude save. I'm glad this spell got updated because...
Is this enfeeble?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, you're fucked. Are you using
No, it's not, because I have to hit, and he gets a fortitude save.
Yeah.
So I have to double hit for enfeeble to work, basically, yeah.
You're still using your playing your ditty?
For defense.
That's for saves, right?
Ask the one who cast it.
That's boosting your AC right now.
Good question. I think it's not to any save. Give me one sec.
But at least I was aware of the thing happening.
You don't have to explain co-GMing. I do it all the time and don't have to explain it myself. When, you know.
Oh, it is. It is all saving throws.
24.
A 24 fails.
Fails to save?
Yes.
I did roll really bad, though. I'll use the hero point.
I'll say, you're a fucking champion. That should have been a pretty bad roll.
Yeah, I have a 15. Rolled an 8.
That's 23.
Yeah, I have a plus one. 24. I mathed, right? That's worse.
How much worse?
4 worse.
What?
got a 13.
Four. I rolled a 4. So 20.
That's not 4 worse.
Yes, it is. I got one from a 24 to a 20. I rolled a 4. 4 plus 6 is 20.
No, 4 plus 6 is 10.
10. 4 is 16, I mean, sorry. I have 15 plus 1. So it's 20 instead of 24.
So the total is a 20.
Yeah.
Okay. That is still a failure. Luckily, it is not a critical failure.
Is that I'm enfeebled?
No, you're enfeebled 2 on a failure. And this guy's bringing down his falchion. Ooh, 26.
Miss.
Maybe with the last one. 28, I'm guessing no.
Nope.
It's enfeebled, doesn't affect AC.
Does not.
First two rolls were 5s. Cosma.
You still doing good up there, buddy?
Doing well.
No, he's doing good damage.
He's doing good.
Doing all right, I guess.
He's doing good up there.
For now.
But also, are you doing well up there?
Trying to be.
All right, I'll be there in a second.
No, I'm going to use Weapon Surge.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Are you serious?
Dude pissed me off. See?
What the fuck is Weapon Surge?
It's this thing that he got like level 1 that he hates.
I hate it.
Because it's like a one and done. Like
no,
it
actually worked that time.
It increases like the damage and shit and attack
On
his attack roll.
Do you get an extra or does it double it?
No, it's an extra. Damage die. 32.
32 hits. He's no longer sickened, so it's not a crit this time. That's why he only attacked you 2 times for a number of rounds in a row, and why you saw him rubbing his head to get rid of that sickened condition.
That's horrible. 13 piercing damage and 4 good damage. That sucks. It's only for 1 attack.
Yeah. Probably should have saved it for like a lay on hands or something.
You're an asshole.
And last action, I'll swing again. I'm going to be using my card because that's a natural 1.
You don't want to just take the card?
Just take it. Just take it.
Did you just get that card? Or no? No. That was your old card?
Yeah, I've had one. I didn't get a new one.
Yeah, it's just clarifying.
It should anyway.
Chaser wouldn't have thought so.
For me, it is. 21. No, less. Because enfeebled. So it would be 19.
19 does miss.
That's it. That's why that fucking focus point sucks. Or spell.
You hit with it and then you rolled like
shit. I did
shit.
Either a 1 or a 3.
What was that? You, yeah, got,
you
got
that's,
you,
that's
you got
the fault
extra,
of the you rolling
fault.
The dice.
That's you, a great spell.
You missed the other attack, but you got what was basically another attack's worth of damage. Thereabouts, minus strength, but is that everything?
Yeah. Sorry.
Round 10. Rosvin.
Hello. Okay, so Mr. Cosma doesn't leave a fight, which I guess means he can't strategize and like leave a hallway. Has forced me to do this, but I'm moving into that hallway, which is, I guess, a step, correct?
It would be a step from where you are, yes.
I can see my hunted prey, correct?
Even though the screen doesn't show it, technically, yes, you can see him. It is... through Cosma.
It is through Cosma, and it is within 20 or 30 feet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely is, yeah.
I am full aware, but there's nothing
but
really else I can
do. I do the through Cosma part.
Yeah, no, I
so.
Know. So I'm going to use Hunted Shot.
And hit Cosma.
I'm going to use a hero point.
Oh, my God.
Because he hit Cosma.
No, but...
That one?
Well, do you want to...
It was a 3.
What's the total?
18. A 26 will be better, though.
26 will be better.
Will it be enough?
With a 26, Cosma, you get a nice ruffling of feather across your neck as the arrow passes right next to you and does just manage to hit this target.
All right, let's go for that second attack and hope that I roll higher. I did not. It's a 21.
21 is going to miss.
All right, at least I hit it once. That's 18 points of piercing damage. And I don't know if I can hit the last shot. I
had a plus 5?
Plus 9.
Oh, you said last shot. Your first one added 15.
Yeah, 15, 12, 9.
Oh, because your thing, the flurry, yeah.
I'm going to go for broke. I need to do it. You know, no one else can do anything because Cosmo's stubborn. And
literally said why like 5 times the strategy. That we're going to leave and he's going to heal up and be fine. Not very stupid.
It's 16.
That's going to miss.
I hit him for a shit ton of damage the last session.
Oh, Mike did a lot to him last session.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Chaser, still sitting?
Yeah.
Organa, still inspiring?
I am still inspiring defense.
I'll stand up and just like lean against the wall.
All right. Hell to see you, still sunbathing?
Sure.
There's something else you wanted to do. It's...
No.
Hey, Cosmo, can you like try like, I don't know, pushing him up the stairs? Like a nice shove action or something?
Hey, Kevin.
Can't get much more meta than that.
Hey, Kevin.
Just go around him.
How am I going to...
Roll.
Roll up the steps?
All right, Cosma, you see the one behind the dude start casting a spell, and then there's this dark light just basically comes from underneath you and just tears through you. I'm going to need a fortitude save.
27.
27 would be a failure. Oh, you don't have hero points left, do you?
A 27 is a failure.
Yes.
Is it a negative? Oh, never mind. Status wouldn't matter.
Hmm?
Never mind.
You take 17 evil damage, and you are sickened one.
Cosmo, how you doing up there?
Not great.
Okay.
Now, big guy, 36.
Yeah.
21 slashing, 27.
Miss.
And a 30 on the last attack.
Hit.
16 slashing. Cosmo, you're up.
All right, I need you to stop playing games with this dude and fuck him up right now.
Trying.
Oh, like, I got you, but fuck this thing up, dude. I've seen you kill bigger and badder things. Shut up, Jay. Don't even question it. Call the pep talk.
I'm going to use land hands.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack him. That's pretty good. 31.
31 hits.
11 piercing.
Got that bad damage again, bro?
Yeah.
As you stab through him, he starts to stumble, shakes his head, and stays standing.
Orc ferocity.
Sort of.
Again.
Nordic ferocity, but yes.
Nordic?
Mordic.
Oh, yeah, baby. 32.
32 hits.
That is more than your first one.
Fuck you, dickhead. I rolled a 19 in that one.
Good.
That's a lot more damage. 24 piercing damage.
With no reactions left to spend on the Mordic ferocity, the big guy finally drops.
There you go.
I told you you could do it. He just needed the pep talk.
You still have one action, I believe. Yeah.
No.
No?
I healed. I healed
and attacked twice. Hands.
Free action. Hey, guys, the big one's down.
Rosvin, round 11.
Can I see the other one? You said that she was behind him?
You cannot.
Okay.
It wasn't directly behind him.
Okay.
It was off to the side.
Like,
he was here, she's over here.
Didn't she use a line spell against him? Like a race
spell?
See,
Mike can't see you because of the stairs.
Mike can't see me?
She could see Cosma. She can't see you and you can't see her because of the way the stairs are designed.
Okay. First action, two actions actually. I'm going to use Soothing Mist on Cosma because he looks like shit.
How bad did you get to?
I was at 16, now at 40.
23 extra.
That slashing, I have slashing damage prevention, which definitely helped. Reduction
with her casting spells, was I able to hear her up there?
When she cast them.
Was it soon enough that I could hunt prey?
You're really trying to play this out again.
It's part of the thing. It says it. I just need to hear them. If you say no, I have another action that I'm going to do.
Yeah, you can hunt prey.
Nice.
So stupid.
Details matter. It says it.
Yeah, and it's a stupid detail. Oh, I hear something taking a step. I know what it is. It's dumb.
Sorry, Jay. And then more free actions. There's still a caster up here, though, so get your asses in here. So I'm going to go get Heldacia. I don't know where she went. Heldacia.
You can presume humanoid, but that's about it.
Okay, that's my three.
Jay, sir.
Rosvin, can I make it in there yet?
Yep. That's why I was like, the big guy's down. Come get her. The other one. That's up there.
I didn't know there was another one.
So when I was like, the big one's down, there's another one.
The caster.
Come
even
get
said
her.
Caster.
Up until you had said that, I didn't know there was one yet. And I have still not seen it, so I still didn't know the layout of the room to know if there would be space.
He doesn't believe you.
Okay, so here's... We don't have a lot of time.
I'm saying that as... David.
Oh, okay.
Because you were seeming to give me some sass on it.
Well, Rosvin is giving everyone sass because I was very mad that Cosmo wouldn't let us fucking fight this thing. And now that it's gone, you guys are playing Jenga over in the room over there. Like, get your fucking asses in here.
GM question. Am I still in stoked flame stance after like three rounds of not engaging in combat?
I don't think that's one that turns off prior to you ending it or the end of combat. So you would still be in it.
Okay, because it was at least
unless
like
it says
some, but
stances usually you stay in a stance until something knocks you out of them.
Yeah, until it knocks me out or until combat ends.
Yeah, so or you change stance, which you did not do, so...
That's just why I was asking, because I specifically was like, I sit down, I do nothing leaning against the wall, and I just didn't know if that would be... if it would make sense or not to have lost the stance. I'm going to use my 45 feet of movement to try to get into the room with the caster lady, I suppose.
I've already moved you on the map.
Fantastic. I'm going to keystrike at her.
Waksha!
Using another one of my focus points. And I'm going to toss into this just force damage because I don't know anything about the creature yet.
Well, she's a human. You can see as you go and see her.
That's gonna be a 32 for the first hit against her with the flurry, with the keystrike flurry of blows.
It's 32?
32.
32 hits.
And the next one's going to be a 23.
23 misses.
23 misses. Of course. That's not very good. That is 22 points of slashing and... Oh, she's not undead. That is 18 points of slashing damage and force damage. I'm pretty sure that's the worst I've ever done with a keystrike. And I'm also going to throw a stunning fist into that.
That would be a 22, I'm guessing, is going to fail.
I believe that fails.
And the stunning fist is incapacitate?
It is stunned one.
No. Incapacitate effect trait.
It never works, so I never have to actually look at it.
I am pretty sure it is, which would bump it up to a success for her, because she is higher level than you are. So yes, so what is a success then?
Nothing happens.
Okay.
She just succeeds.
Okay.
It's stunned one on a failure or stunned three on a crit failure. Success is just a success.
Gotcha.
I'm going to try to hit her again, I suppose. One action movement.
One action key strike.
Yeah. Okay. So I do have it. Great. I'm probably going to miss. Does an 11 hit?
No.
That's my turn.
Organa.
Now that the big guy's down, I'm going to switch to inspire courage for everyone. And then I'm just going to dick around again.
Yeah. Alrighty. Hell to see you.
Gonna lay on hands myself.
Alrighty.
And then I'm gonna walk towards Organa.
Cuckoo. She is casting another spell. Chaser, I'm gonna need a fortitude save from you.
My pleasure. 30. You're doing your inspire thing? 31.
If it's a fear effect.
It is not a fear effect.
30.
Does the defense one that's static?
30.
30 is a success.
Nice.
14 evil spirit damage. Since you passed, you don't get the rider effect of being sickened. And 14 is after the save.
Evil, not...
Not negative.
Not
evil.
Negative. Okay.
And last action, she draws a dagger.
Whoa.
Cosma.
How far away am I from the bitch? Oh, she's within 10?
It's technically within 10, but it's up the stairs and around a wall.
Yeah, I'll move in then so I can have to deal with cover or whatever nonsensical things. Am I able to get in? Probably not flanking with the way the room's set.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'll just move... You within 10 feet and then attempt to strike.
I put you within 5 feet. If
that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll punch and call first.
Smite evil.
I think smite evil. Baby girl, 30, 28.
30, but, 28. That's really
well,
30, high.
30, but the penalty. 30, but my penalty. So 28.
3,028.
I math right. It's 28 hits. Like I'm supposed to.
28, including Organa's thing.
29.
29 still hits.
17.
David's trying to get those points on the tracker though.
18 piercing damage with the one and 4 good damage. And I think that's reactions, yeah, because I moved.
Well, that is the end of that round, the beginning of round 12, and that is what we're going to call this one.
Okay.
So
wow.
We've been going for a bit now.
Yeah, we have.
And she's still got more than 75% of her hit points,
oh
I think.
Maybe
only until I hit her
sure.
again.
But we will catch you guys next time.
You know it.
Ooh, goodbye.
Peace out.
Later.
Wrong show.
Tyrant but Deadly is a production of Called Shots Entertainment. Pathfinder and the Pathfinder Adventure Paths are property of Paizo Inc. Music by Dark Fantasy Studio. You can visit our website at calledshotsentertainment.com, where you can also find links to our various social media pages and production outlets. You can also stop by our Discord. We'd love to chat. If you like what you hear, please consider sharing us with your friends and sharing a rating wherever it is you listen to podcasts. For Called Shots Entertainment, I'm David. See you next time.